From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hello, this is Jake Trotter from the Oklahoman. I'm with Josh McHouston from Soonerscoop.com. It does a great job covering OU recruiting for Rivals, the national recruiting website. Josh, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Just glad to be here.
Let's jump right into it then. Oklahoma's already got a couple of verbal commitments for the class of 2012. Kyle Mars, the big offensive lineman out of San Antonio, and Alex Ross, a really intriguing running back out of Jinx. Could you just talk about those two players, what kind of players you think they'll be at OU, particularly Ross, who kind of came out of nowhere to get all this national attention in the recruiting scene?
Yeah, it's not often, and a guy like myself doesn't like to admit it, but it's a reality. This time last year, I had no idea who Alex Ross was. He was a foreign name to me. And as the year went on, you heard more and more about him. You really needed to go see him. And finally, I went to the sophomore game and caught him, where he had, I think, three rushing touchdowns. He ran back a kickoff. He had a couple sacks on defense. He was just everywhere. And as I watched more of his junior film, that was just one of his run-of-the-mill games. As he got into the playoffs, he really found his stride. And, you know, he was a guy that after that sophomore game, I really thought, okay, he's a linebacker. He's kind of a Travis Lewis-type guy. But the more you watch him, he is a very legitimate running back. He has great top-end speed. He's one of the favorites to win the 100 in the 6A this year in Oklahoma. So he's a really intriguing guy that I think one of the best things about him is his versatility. If things didn't work out at running back, he can be moved to two or three other positions and I think can help Oklahoma. And I think when you look at some of the guys they're targeting, that seems to be a big theme since this class will be a little small. As far as Kyle Mars, he's another one of those guys. OU offered him very early, one of their earliest offensive line offers. When he went up to OU's junior day and committed at that time, they told him they liked him as a right tackle or a right guard, and that's definitely where I see him. He's a power guy, a big, strong, 6'6", maybe a little bit more, and 300 pounds already. He's a guy, he'll need a little time to adjust to the college game, but he is big and strong and really can help Oklahoma moving forward.
Josh, do you get the sense that because of what happened in 2009 where Oklahoma got caught with too few linemen up front, that they're going to try to bring in three, four guys at least in every class from now on?
To me, that's one of those things, like, you know, everybody has that golden rule, you need a quarterback in every class. To me, you need at least four linemen in every class, and that's just the way I feel about it. And now, obviously, some years you're going to have a better group, and some years you may only take three because there's not a fourth guy that maybe you feel like can help you that wants to come to Oklahoma. That just happens sometimes. But to me, I think bare minimum is three, and four should be what you're shooting for every year.
Well, I think when you talk 2012 recruiting, there are two guys you have to start with, and that's Gunnar Keel, the quarterback out of Columbus, Indiana, and then obviously Doriel Green Beckham, the outstanding wideout from Springfield, Missouri. I think you guys think he might be the number one overall prospect for the class of 2012. Talk about those guys, what they bring to the table, and OU's chances of landing either.
As much as everybody loves to hear about a quarterback, I have to start with Doriel. He, and I've said it a lot of different places, he is the best high school wide receiver I've ever watched. He is every bit of 6'5", 215 pounds, the state track champion as a freshman, and then as a sophomore went on and won all kinds of things. He is one of those once-in-a-generation type talents. I think the last guy that you can compare him to that Oklahoma fans have seen is Adrian Peterson. He's that gifted at the receiver's position. He's just very, very special. As far as Gunnar Keel, he is a guy, obviously, he's got some ties to Notre Dame. He had an uncle that played quarterback there in the 70s. But he came to OU a couple weeks ago on his own dime, seemed very interested about it, seemed very excited about Oklahoma. I think he's a guy they have a legitimate chance at, and he is their only offer. And Coach Heupel is definitely putting the full-court press on him. But if you get those two, if you even got one of those two, it's a great call. But if you put those two together, you're talking about the next Landry Jones, Ryan Broyles kind of connection. That's just a special kind of tandem.
Could you imagine a wide receiving core with Green Beckham, Matuire, and Kenny Stills? That'd be pretty unbelievable. Talk about some of the other guys OU was looking at, and then the number of scholarships you think that they'll try to bring in.
Well, when you look at what's already gone on with this class, it's kind of interesting. Obviously, with what happened in 2011, there's going to have to be some attrition. There, you know, on the site, we have a scholarship breakdown, and they're clearly already over, and I think everybody knows that. So it's going to be interesting to see how much gives on the spring. Do they even, you know, are there a few guys that depart or scholarships aren't given to some of the guys that were promised, maybe a kicker? You know, it's just going to be kind of a give and take, because everybody just assumes that they're going to, it's going to get down to 85. Well, it might get down to 82 or 83, and then this class can be closer to maybe 20 than, say, 17. But as you look at it right now, I don't see any way this class can be bigger than 17 or 18 as things stand. And with two commitments already in the bag, I think you're looking at, you know, like I said, three or four offensive linemen, a quarterback. You can kind of go position by position. But as far as what I think Oklahoma's going to focus on, they've extended a lot of offers at wide receiver. I think part of that is just it's an easier position to evaluate. If you can play receiver at the high school level, you have good size, you have good speed, those guys kind of come along. Reginald Davis is a guy out of East Texas that has really kind of burst onto the scene in the last few weeks. He is talking about coming up to Oklahoma spring game. He's a big physical wide receiver, kind of reminds me a little bit of Brandon Jones, but maybe a little more athletic guy than Brandon was. Along the offensive line and defensive line has really been interesting to watch. They've been pretty quiet with their offers. Not many have been made just because there's not a lot of upperclassmen that are graduating at those positions, particularly at defensive tackle. So I think the offensive line is where you see a lot of the names that are popping up. Ty Darlington has a lot of connections out of Florida to Oklahoma. Avery Young is another guy out of Florida, which, as you can tell, is becoming a theme. With Willie Martinez involved, Oklahoma's hitting Florida harder and harder, and they're starting to see some rewards for it.
Last question, Josh. Just briefly talk about Sterling Shepard, the athlete out of Heritage Hall High School here in Oklahoma City, a guy most people think can play wide receiver. Oklahoma missed out on Wes Welker a number of years ago and regretted it. What do you think their chances are with Sterling?
You know, talking to people around him, Sterling is clearly going to take a few visits. I talked to him last week. He wants to go see Clemson. He wants to go see Notre Dame. I know he was supposed to go to Oklahoma State for their junior day this past weekend. So he's a guy that is going to look around. But when you talk to people close to him, it's going to be very, very hard for him to say no to Oklahoma. He's one of those kids that grew up saying we and us when it came to Oklahoma football. And so I think that's a mindset that a lot of kids just can't shake. And I think when you look at it, with the graduation of Ryan Broyles, the success of Ryan and Mark Clayton before him, there's a lot. It's not just a kid that's going to go to OU against all, you know, popular convention. There's a lot of reason to think that OU is a good fit for him. And I think that's where he inevitably ends up. And people kind of take him for granted because he's been known for so long. Sterling Shepard's one of the top three players in the state, in my opinion, and has a very legitimate argument to be the number one guy in the state. He is a lot more explosive than a lot of people realize.
Josh, great stuff. We really appreciate you taking out time to talk with us. Josh McHouston from Soonerscoop.com. You can read his stuff there. Josh, thanks for joining us, okay?
Hey, enjoy it, Jake.
All right. That's Josh McHouston from Rivals and Soonerscoop.com. I'm Jake Trotter from The Oklahoman. Thanks for listening to NewsOK.com.